From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. Not even 2 weeks into its new session, the U.S. House has already passed a bill to chip away at Obamacare by only requiring that employers provide health insurance to employees working 40 hours or more instead of 30 hours, as is the current mandate. And the House voted for legislation meant to block President Obama's executive orders on immigration. But 2nd District Congressman Cedric Richmond, the sole Democrat left in Louisiana's delegation, is optimistic that with the presidential race coming up, there will be opportunity to get some things done for his minority constituents once the Republicans get past their conservative talking points. Congressman Richmond, thanks for taking the time to talk with me.
Well, thank you, Amy, for having me.
So as we enter this new session of Congress, what's the number one priority for you? What do you want to get accomplished most?
Number one is trying to make sure that regular working families enjoy the success that the country has seen over the past 4 to 6 years. The investor class has done very, very well, with the Dow going from 7,000 to now 18,000, with unemployment dipping almost to 5.6% from 10%, us adding millions of jobs. So I just want to make sure that regular working families can also see wage growth.
How do you accomplish that? Are there particular proposals, pieces of legislation that you think could move things in that direction?
Well, I think the simplest and the fastest is minimum wage. Minimum wage at $10.10 an hour. I think that that legislation is the easiest to get to some sort of resolution to increasing average wages.
You say it's easy, but this is now the first time that you will be in Congress with both a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and it doesn't appear that that majority is particularly in favor of the idea of raising the minimum wage. So how do you get there?
Well, I think going into a presidential, both sides are trying to show what their governing would be like if they won the White House. But I think it gives the president an opportunity to forge some compromises. For example, for the Republicans who desperately want Keystone, which I'm in favor of, but you tell them to send you a Keystone bill with minimum wage attached to it, and you sign it, as opposed to vetoing the one that they're going to send him.
With Senator Mary Landrieu's defeat in December, you are the only Democrat in Louisiana's congressional delegation. Do you see that as a challenge? Do you think that you need more of a coalition from the state in order to be effective in Congress?
Well, I think what you need is partners in the Senate that are willing to take up legislation on your behalf and fight on the state's behalf and the issues that you support. Is it a little bit easier with the senator that's also a Democrat and you share the same beliefs? Yes, but do I still think I can be effective without a Democratic senator? I do, and I think that over the next 2 years we'll get some things accomplished. It's just that your roles change. And I've said this many times to many business leaders from Louisiana who've come up over the last 4 years. If you're looking at really pushing through legislation in the House very quickly, then go see Scalise or one of our Republican colleagues who they control the House, they control the floor agenda, and they determine if things get a hearing or not. But if you need something out of the White House, don't go see them. Come see me, because I have a better relationship out of the administration than they do.
Steve Scalise is the congressman from Jefferson Parish. And he is now the first majority whip from Louisiana since Hale Boggs back in the day. He has run into a bit of controversy lately. You defended him when it was revealed that he had spoken back in 2002 to a white supremacist group that was founded by David Duke. That flap seems to have blown over pretty much at this point. Do you think it should? Should we kind of let that go?
Well, I don't think you let it go. I think what you do is you remember it and you judge him based on what he does in the future, knowing that that happened in the past. How does his actions benefit minorities, poor people? My answer was an answer to a question about whether a person I knew, whether I thought that person was racist. My answer was no. Do I think he's too conservative? Absolutely. Do I think he can be very difficult at times? Yes. But he is the third ranking member in Congress. He is from our delegation in Louisiana. And at the end of the day, that's going to inure to the benefit of the people of Louisiana, and I think all of the people of Louisiana.
Have you seen him address any of those issues in previous sessions? You've worked with him in the past.
Well, yeah. I mean, our biggest victory was last term, in which we had to get flood insurance reformed, or there were going to be many, many, many people in this state who were going to lose their homes because they couldn't pay their flood insurance. I will tell you, but for Stephen in the House being on the Republican side, it would have been very difficult to do, because he was able to pull it out of a member's control who was dead set against flood insurance at all. So to me, that's very, very important, is to be able to bring results for people in Louisiana.
Well, Cedric Richmond, Congressman for the 2nd District, representing New Orleans and North Baton Rouge, thanks so much for talking with me today.
No problem. Talk to you later.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.